This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Wendy Christine is a health coach and a wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution, and she's on the other side of the line. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad.
So before we start talking about exercise 101, I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite part of moving your body? What do you enjoy doing most?
Now you've got me.
Oh, yeah?
I'm one of those who doesn't love exercise.
Yes.
But I am very active in what I do. So I walk up and down. I try and walk as far as possible. So yes. That's as far as it extends with me.
Well, you know, at least you're moving. And a lot of people, and I had this conversation with a friend yesterday. He said, oh, Brad, I spotted you walking. When I was driving, I saw you walking. And I thought, oh, that's quite nice. So yes. I said to him, yes, I've decided I need to walk outside more. It's one thing going to the gym. It's one thing doing push-ups or whatever. I mean, there's a space for that. And you'll share that with us now. I just realized how much time I spend sitting. And I thought, I need to move and I want to get out and not enough fresh air. And I'm tired of breathing in everybody else's breath and wearing a mask covering me. I want to get out in the fresh air. So that's why I think this is such an important conversation. We were made to move, weren't we, Wendy? Although, just like you've said, exercise is not everybody's favorite thing to do, but we know it's important.
Yes. It certainly has its benefits, and it impacts multiple areas in our lives. So we have to make that effort, even if we don't like it. And I think for those of us who don't like exercise, it takes more effort. But once you get into it, you realize the benefit of it. And you can make it part of your day-to-day routine. It doesn't have to be something you go and do. It can be something that you are.
Mm. There's something that I think is also important in this conversation is to say to our listeners, the gym isn't the answer. People say, oh, you know, when I get a gym membership, then I will, ..
Mm.
Or, and we're also reaching a point right now where people don't necessarily want to go to places where there are lots of other people. You know, protocols or not, it's just not something people want to do. And it doesn't matter your age. There's something you can do in your home, even if that's a concern as well, in your house, in your lounge, or if you want to and you feel safe to do so, to go and do out in your neighborhood. So we really don't have any excuses.
We don't. There's so many different activities that we can do, and there's so many things that we don't necessarily think of as exercise.
Mm.
That is exercise, that we are actually moving our bodies. But the most important thing is that movement.
So let's talk about fatigue and being tired. People, we know excessive and unnecessary tiredness is due to the fact that we don't move enough, but then people say, but I'm too tired to move, like a little catch-22 situation.
Yes. So it is a bit of a catch-22 in a vicious circle. What happens is people get tired, so they don't move. So they get more tired, and they don't move even more.
Yeah.
So it almost takes, you've got to break that pattern. You've got to break that rhythm. Once you start moving, your energy levels improve, and then you can get going, and then you've got more energy to move again.
So once we start moving, we're going to find a lot of benefits and saying, I can't believe I didn't start this sooner. I mean, what are some of the benefits of moving our bodies regularly?
Well, obviously, your energy levels are improved. Your mood is improved. Your flexibility and your mobility are improved. For the elderly, that sense of proprioception is improved. That's where they lose their balance, or elderly people tend to fall. So movement actually helps to improve that as well.
So exercise can't just be this thing we do once on a Wednesday and then expect these amazing results, you know, as if it's some kind of silver bullet. We need to exercise regularly.
Yes. We need to be doing something every day. We don't have to do the same routines, and we should certainly be exercising different muscle groups, but we should try and be active in some form or another every single day.
So how do we start?
All right. So I think it's important to look at exercise as part of a self-care routine. So it's part of that process of taking care of ourselves. We should also maybe look at gathering some supporters.
Mm.
So there are many people who are sitting in the same chair or a chair next to you saying, oh, we really should get moving.
Yes.
So gather those people and, you know, get together and create an accountability partner in them. Think of fun ways to move your body.
Mm.
So exercise can take any form. It can be dancing. It can be skipping. It can be jumping on a trampoline. It can be walking out in nature. It can be doing hikes. And those are, you know, things that you don't necessarily associate with exercise, but they are very, very helpful. And they obviously have that effect on your mood and your mindset as well, your well-being. And then think of the health benefits. So the health benefits far outweigh the cons, if you like, of not exercising, and the long-term improvements that will come when you start making movement part of your day.
Yeah, and we've mentioned this before, Wendy. We can't have weight loss as the key. It can't only be, oh, I've got to shake these 5 kilos. Let me go and do the exercise to get rid of these 5 kilos. We need to move continuously throughout our lives. It's essential. It can't just be these little short bursts for these short-term gains with our focus on weight.
Absolutely. So the older we get, the less flexibility we have. And flexibility, that's that thing that causes us to stiffen up if we don't have it. And so posture is affected. Pain in the body is affected, and that's why movement is so necessary. So it's to increase flexibility and to strengthen muscles. So, yes, you might lose a little bit of weight along the way, but that's a consequence of a healthy choice. And it's not necessarily – it could be your motivation to start. It could be one of your motivators, so don't get me wrong there.
Yeah.
But it certainly isn't the main reason why somebody would be wanting to exercise.
Exactly right. So if it's going to form a new habit, which is what we really want it to be, it's going to take some effort and the word people probably don't want to hear on a Thursday morning while they're looking ahead to Easter eggs and pickled fish in excess is this idea of new habits and of making it a good habit and doing it regularly.
Absolutely. So habits take time. It's not something that's already programmed into our brains. It takes at least 21 days to create a new habit. And then probably another 21 days to set that new habit. So we have to be aware that it's going to take time, and we need to decide up front to give ourselves that time to create new routines.
And then it's about just starting something, and it doesn't have to be something crazy. And also, Wendy, we can't discredit the fact, you know, if you've got a broom and you're sweeping the yard, you're moving. Those shoulders,
absolutely,
arms, back, legs, everything's getting a jolly good workout when you're raking and sweeping all those leaves.
Yes, absolutely. And housework as well is one of those other things. It's things that we often do, but you don't realize that that's part of your activity as well.
So let's have a look at some of the simple things that we could do once we've decided what am I actually capable of doing.
I think the first thing is to decide and to establish what are you capable of doing. And when you get to that point, you can do something about it. So most people are able to walk or swim. Some are able to go and ride a bicycle. It can either be a stationary one or a moving one. We've already mentioned the gardening or working in a garden or doing some housework. Those are ways that you can certainly be active. Then, if you do spend a lot of time sitting and it's difficult to move out of your chair, start with TheraBands or anything that creates a little bit of resistance. You can start lifting up your legs and working muscle groups in the legs and in the arms. You can use tin cans and you can lift some weights. And that's quite easy to be able to do as you're seated, if it is a problem for you to get up and move around.
And I've seen as well that, Wendy, there are plenty of videos on YouTube, for example, that are well-supported of just doing body weight exercises. If you're unsure and maybe you say, well, a personal trainer or something like that is out of my financial reach and, gyms are not my thing, there's certainly plenty online, and I see even some of our medical aids are making certain things available, and you're able to even get points for your medical aid by watching certain online training videos that use just body weight exercises and all depending on your fitness level.
Yes, that's very true. There is so much that's accessible to us. And I'm even thinking while you're speaking of those games that your children have, that you can do activities as with the controls in your hand or whatever it is that they do.
Yes, yes.
But there's those things. You can do that in your lounge. You can do that in your home. You do it with your kids, so it can be a fun activity as well. So there's lots that people can do. There's no excuse to really not be moving.
Yeah, and we need to be realistic, you know. It's not I'm now going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger by the end of April. You know, we need to set ourselves realistic goals.
Yes, that's very important. So we have to obviously decide then to do whatever we're going to do differently. We set that goal, and then we need to either have that accountability partner or we need to have a plan. Because if you don't have a plan, it really is just a wish. So we must, my word is intentional. You have to be intentional. Write it down, diarize it, plan it with your friends, and ask people to check in on you. I think that's also so helpful is ask somebody to ask you, how is it going with your exercise routine?
Yeah, Wendy, from my own experience, if you contact a friend and you say, look, what are you doing in the morning before you're getting ready for work? Many people working from home, so there's not that commute. And you'd say, I'm going out walking for an hour, 45 minutes. Do you want to join me? You'd be surprised that many people would say yes.
Absolutely, yes. We are creatures of social beings, you know, and creatures of habit as well. But you'll be amazed at how many people are thinking the same thing, but not wanting to necessarily do it on their own. Mm. So you'll definitely be able to find somebody to join you in your mission.
Yeah, so go and enjoy that. And then take it easy. We don't need injuries launching into something in an unrealistic way.
Yes. So we should always start slowly. If you haven't been active, it's not a wise idea to go and all of a sudden run a 5-kilometer run. You are likely to hurt yourself. And then you set yourself back. It's not sustainable to start off with. And you can either injure yourself or you're so sore, you can't move, you can't do anything for the rest of the week. So it is a wise idea to start slowly and pace yourself. Once you gain a little bit more fitness and a little bit more strength, then you can up the ante.
Yeah, and don't forget to do some stretching too.
Yes, and this is literal and figurative. So you stretch yourself, as in, once you've achieved your first little goal, then you move on to the next goal, and you know, you try and extend your abilities and your capabilities. And then obviously stretching our muscles is important. We need to stretch those muscles. We've spoken about flexibility already, but to release the stiffness in the muscles and to increase that flexibility and elasticity in our bodies, stretching is vitally important, and it must be part of our exercise routine.
Yeah, and as we get into this routine and as we set up a new normal, we can reward ourselves. But we're not dogs, Wendy, so we mustn't reward ourselves with food.
No. It shouldn't be biscuits, definitely not. But think about something you really want, you know, something to exercise in. You know, you might want to buy yourself some new clothing. You might want to put money in a jar towards something that you really like. Or you can do some more self-care treatments. You know, you can go for a facial or a beauty treatment. You can spend time with a friend. Those are very good ways to treat ourselves that remove ourselves from the food reward system.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, don't go straight for the rewards. You have to go straight first for the exercise and then the rewards. Don't get it all mixed up. Wendy, Christine, thanks for helping us to be so much more aware of our bodies, the need that we need to move. We've been designed to move, and we need to be people taking care of our bodies. And that I word again, intentional. Let's make sure we make time for it, because it's so, so important. Wendy, we love having you on the radio with us on a Thursday. Thanks for this. And those listening saying, yeah, I need to definitely do this. I think you've all said that. But now you need some of the information. Again, the podcast will be up for you later on this morning on kpulpit.co.za. Here's to a beautiful Thursday, and do have a wonderful, peaceful, and safe Easter weekend, Wendy.
Thank you so much, Brad, and the same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.